morning. Welcome to Trust the Bible. I'm Pastor David Gennaro, and the purpose of this program is to grow your confidence that the Bible is true and the ultimate resource for life. This week, I'm talking about the resurrection appearances of Jesus. A couple days ago, we celebrated Jesus' resurrection on Easter Sunday, but Acts chapter 1, verse 3 says this: "After his suffering, he presented himself to them and gave many convincing proofs that he was alive. He appeared to them over a period of 40 days and spoke about the kingdom of God." So there's something about the resurrection that, yes, we celebrate the day it happened, Easter Sunday, but there are many events that happen afterwards, different appearances of Jesus. And so during this week following the resurrection, I want to focus in on those different appearances of Jesus after the resurrection that gave proof that he had risen from the dead. And yesterday I told you we're going to kind of work chronologically. We looked at how the women first came to the tomb, and then we looked at how Jesus appeared to some of those women and then appeared to Mary Magdalene second, and we hadn't quite finished up with that story. I'm going to go through the different accounts. Let me today focus a little bit on how there seem to be some differences that are hard to reconcile. So let's begin with Mark chapter 16, verse 1. It says, "When the Sabbath was over, Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James, and Salome bought spices so that they might go to anoint Jesus' body. Very early on the first day of the week, just after sunrise, they were on their way to the tomb." All right, so who's on the way to the tomb? It's early, just after sunrise. It's Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James, and Salome. Notice how this is a little bit of a different list than what we saw in some other places. Matthew says that the women, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary, went to look at the tomb. Well, Mark identifies Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James, and Salome. So Matthew doesn't tell us about Salome, but presumably Matthew just doesn't think it's important to list every single person that was there. He doesn't say Salome wasn't there. He simply says Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to look at the tomb. So you see, this is not a contradiction. Some people will say, oh, the resurrection accounts, they just contradict each other, we can't trust them. No, it's Matthew maybe was friends with those two Marys, and maybe he didn't know Salome. So as he's writing, he's writing truthfully, but just because he leaves out one detail that another account puts in doesn't mean there's a contradiction. It actually adds validity that what we have are two independent, and in fact, we actually have four or more, arguably, independent accounts of the resurrection of Jesus, which adds great value. In other words, this isn't something someone made up. It is something that individually was attested to from different sources, which whenever you study history, if you have more than one source of an ancient event like that, that is an incredible amount. That's very rare. Here we have, I would count it up as at least five different sources on the resurrection of Jesus. So this adds great weight. Mark 16, verse 1, tells us these three women go to anoint Jesus' body. It's very early, and as they're going, they asked each other, "Who will roll the stone away from the entrance of the tomb?" But when they looked up, they saw that the stone, which was very large, had been rolled away. As they entered the tomb, they saw a young man dressed in a white robe sitting on the right side, and they were alarmed. All right, notice there is a young man dressed in a white robe. Now, let's compare this account when I was just reading from Mark. Let me go ahead and go to Luke chapter 24, and you'll see a lot of similarities, but some differences, not contradictions, just differences in details that are included or not included that, again, show that we're talking about independent sources, different sources that are telling the same story. Luke 24 says, "On the first day of the week, very early in the morning, the women took the spices they had prepared and went to the tomb." Okay, so Luke tells us it's the first day of the week. It's early in the morning. That lines up with Mark. He says the women took spices and went to the tomb. He doesn't tell us which women, right? He doesn't name them. But this is in agreement with Mark. It's the women. They go to the tomb. Verse 2, "They found the stone rolled away from the tomb, but when they entered, they did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. While they were wondering about this, suddenly two men in clothes that gleamed like lightning stood beside them." All right, now notice some similarities. They get to the tomb. They didn't find the body of Jesus. That's the same as Mark. And now there's a bit of a similarity and difference. In Mark, we read that they found a young man dressed in a white robe. There's nothing necessarily supernatural about that. It is odd. Why is there a young man there in a white robe? But here in Luke, there's an emphasis on the supernatural event here. It says, suddenly two men in clothes that gleamed like lightning stood beside them. Now, I think Mark is subtly saying that this is an angel. You know, why is a man dressed in white here? Luke is wanting to bring that out more. Probably Luke is writing to a more Gentile audience or to an audience that wasn't as familiar with angels. He wants to make sure we get it. So he says, two men in clothes that gleamed like lightning. Now, one question you might ask is, well, which is it? Mark talks about a man dressed in white clothes. Luke says there were two men who were dressed who gleamed like lightning. Is it one or two? Well, again, here we have different details, but they are not contradictions. Mark talks about how there is a man there dressed in a white robe. Luke talks about how there are two men there. But Mark does not say there was one and only one man. Mark just talks about the one man. Maybe one man did all the talking. Maybe, you know, one man was more prominent than the other. At any rate, Mark got a version of the account where he only heard about one man. And it's true, there was a man there. He does not deny that there were two men there. Luke informs us that, oh, and Luke must have had a different source. Luke tells us there was actually two that were there who were in this gleaming like lightning. And so we can see how these different accounts go together. So that's my main point today is when you look at the gospel accounts, it's important to not assume just because there are differences that they are contradictions. What we have is evidence, not of contradictions, but of independent eyewitness testimony of the events. And this just shows strong evidence for the resurrection. The only reason one would deny that Jesus rose from the dead is because you have a bias against believing in the supernatural. In other words, if you think that there's no such thing as miracles, there's no God, people don't rise from the dead, it's impossible, that would break the laws of nature, and therefore it couldn't happen, then when you read these accounts, you're going to think, oh, there's got to be some other explanation. I don't know what it is, but there's some other explanation. Jesus didn't really rise from the dead. But if you allow that it is possible that there may be a God who may raise Jesus from the dead, well, we've got all the historical evidence we need. I mean, any other event, if we had this much historical data, we would without doubt assume that it was a true, authentic event in history. Well, with that being said, let me jump back to Mark, because I think he gives us a good opening. He's probably the first author to write down a resurrection story. And I've gotten through a few verses. I got up to the young man. Let's read what he says. It says, he saw a young man dressed in a white robe sitting on the right side, and they were alarmed. Don't be alarmed, he said. You are looking for Jesus the Nazarene who was crucified. He is risen. He is not here. See the place where they laid him. But go tell his disciples and Peter he is going ahead of you into Galilee. There you will see him just as he told you. Trembling and bewildered, the women went out and fled from the tomb. They said nothing to anyone because they were afraid. This is the key phrase. We get this picture. The women, they're trembling and bewildered. They were told to go report to the disciples. And so what they do is they flee from the tomb. Now in John, we have an account of Mary Magdalene actually hanging around the tomb looking for Jesus, trying to figure out what happened. Is that a contradiction? Well, no, Mark just says the women fled from the tomb. He doesn't include the detail that it was all the women but Mary. Mary Magdalene stays behind. The other women actually flee. They're all afraid. They're all bewildered. We read how in John how Mary Magdalene is confused. And it's at that moment that Jesus makes his second resurrection appearance. The first is to the group of women that fled away from the tomb. The second is to Mary Magdalene. I'll focus in on this appearance to Mary Magdalene when we look at that section in John tomorrow. But the idea here is that through many different appearances, Jesus is proving to the disciples that he rose from the dead. Until next time, remember, you can trust the Bible.